This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
NFL No Huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Like we said, Thursday Night Football starts week four tonight. Divisional matchup, Cowboys and Giants, both 1-2. Now, no one's surprised.
Who's a better looking 1-2?
Oof. Giants won their last one.
Yeah. Who's a better looking 1-2? Because the damn Giants should be 2-1 if they had a damn kicker.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they lost the game where they didn't give up any touchdowns.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have a 2-game losing streak right now.
Can't stop the run.
I don't know. I think the Giants are a better 1-2.
I think so too.
Because it's more. The Giants could have been 1-16 this year, and it wouldn't surprise me. They win tonight.
Are the Giants better than Cowboys?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
They're not. Are they?
I don't know. I mean,
they stopped the run better. That Giants defensive line. Dexter Lawrence is an absolute man. That guy is a monster.
Are the Giants better than the Cowboys?
Well, they're going to play tonight. We'll find out. Here, Vegas doesn't think so because that game's in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Where's it at?
And it's the Cowboys favored by 6.
Okay.
So that's 9 with the home field.
Okay.
So they think, I hope the Giants are better than the Cowboys. I'll go that far.
Okay.
I don't think the Giants are good. I don't think Daniel Jones is good, and I don't think the Giants are good.
I don't think the Cowboys are good, though.
But they're not.
They're not.
The Cowboys are not good.
No.
That's great to say. It might be just a crap game tonight.
It's a possibility. I think I saw that Dak is 12-0 against 12-0 in the last 12 games. He hasn't lost to the Giants in 12
against
starts.
Against the Giants? Yeah. Well, they've been really bad.
Yeah, he hasn't lost to the Giants in like 12 starts. I think I saw that this morning. I think the Giants can win this game.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Where are we at from an injury standpoint? I'm looking.
For this game tonight?
Yeah.
It's like everybody. No,
everybody looks okay.
Yeah, nothing major tonight.
Yeah. No, everybody looks okay. Except the Giants kicker. I know they got a new one.
Oh,
but
my God.
Graham Gano. All right. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. This is really what it's all about. Obviously, what happened against the Saints and what's happened against the Chiefs and what happened the first 3 weeks of the season matters. We've talked a lot about it. But the most important thing now is beating the Saints. Here he is saying what that's going to take.
We got to go out, man, and play really with speed on offense. We got to be efficient on offense. We got to convert on third down.
Yes.
We got to guard on defense, man, and we got to find a way to stop this explosive offense from getting explosive plays. They got 2 wideouts that can be explosive. They got a running back that can be explosive. All kinds of weapons all over the place. And we got to go out there and rush this passer and David Carr. On teams, we got to go out there and find a way to get coverage units down there. They got a bunch of good returners. We've seen how explosive they are. They've always played well on teams. They've actually won games on teams in this National Football League, which is hard to do. And I've seen.
All right, I got one question. Is Taysom Hill playing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the Falcon killer.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play last week. I know he got hurt last. He was hurt last week.
Full practice yesterday.
Full practice. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he kills the Falcons.
Kamara didn't practice but Taysom
Kamara didn't
Hill
practice.
Did.
But
he is.
DeMario. Okay.
He's got. DeMario Davis didn't practice yesterday.
Okay.
I think all of those guys will probably go.
Probably.
Obviously, Eric McCoy is not going to go to the center. He's on IR.
Yeah.
But
he's absolutely, dude, he's, they got to play with speed. But he's absolutely great. Third down will be better if you play better on first and second down. They got to be.
You can also play with speed if you're better on first and second down.
Exactly, man. You got to go, man. And this, and you got to sustain it because they've had good opening drives, but you've got to sustain that and you got to adjust to their drives. And so, but the third down is a big deal. And, you know, even, I know they're without their all-world center, but they still want to run the football because that's how this works. So you're going to have to play physical. You're going to have to come downhill. You're going to leave these corners. They're going to be an island sometimes because you're going to have to. If they get that run game going, either Jesse or Justin going to have to put him into the box. So that's going to be another problem. But, I mean, this is a physical damn football. And then, like, then you had a short turnaround to Temple. Now, you can't think about that. You got to worry about Sunday. But, yeah, this is a big boy pad because they want to play physical. And we talk about who's not there on offense. Their defense still there. Mm-hmm. That front seven's still there. Mm-hmm. And Breece, he seemed like he has figured it out up front. Demario, we talked about that. They got corners. And then the Honey Badgers back there, mm-hmm. play around with it and do something stupid. Because you know that ball that hit off somebody's helmet?
Yeah.
He'll find a way to catch it because that's just what he does.
He's got such a nose for the football. He always comes up with a pick. And you're right, Taysom Hill's a killer for the Falcons. He's going to break off a big play at some point. All of that is absolutely right, and all of that ties into this as well. But to me, the quarterback hasn't been good enough.
He has not been.
He has not been. There's been flashes, and it's better than the last couple of years, but that's a very low bar.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins has not played well enough. He has not.
Here he is from yesterday talking about how that doesn't have anything to do with the injury.
I don't think it does either.
Neither does Kirk.
Yeah, I don't walk off the field saying the ankle affected the game. I do say we're going to keep getting better as we get more time on task together. I think every other team's saying that too. So there's a little bit of, every week that we get those experienced reps, so is our opponent. And so it can only take you so far in that regard.
I don't think it has anything to do with it either. Why do we keep saying ankle?
I don't know. Yeah. It's connected to the Achilles bone.
They call it the Achilles. Yeah, because he didn't say ankle the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
He said ankle.
That's all right.
Is something wrong with it? But no. I don't think that right now that's the problem. He's just not been good. He's not been good as he is. You know what I mean? Or has been. I should say has been. Because, hell, this might be just him. But I don't think it is. But, no, he got to play better. He's burping the ball still. He's got to trust it more than anything. Let it go. Mm-hmm. All right? And let it go and trust these guys. Not saying he don't trust them, but have that these guys are going to make these plays for me.
The thing that's been so good about him as he's sort of gone from what he was to being, one of the top 15, top 10, whatever quarterbacks in the NFL is his anticipation. He's able to get the ball where it needs to be before the defender can get there and just sort of mentally very, very smart. He's been late on a lot of stuff.
Andy, where it's usually so sharp.
And week one against the Steelers, we talked about all the different stuff being disjointed. The routes weren't great from the receivers. Like, those guys weren't getting open. Guys were getting open mm-hmm. against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like, go back and watch that fourth quarter against the Chiefs. There's a bunch of throws that were there, and they didn't get made. The completions that he had in the fourth quarter were all, pretty easy. I don't want to say easy because he's the NFL, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Short passes, those little quick screen passes that he was making. All the downfield stuff was there. Like, Drake's beating
Let
guys
it go,
down
man.
The field. Kyle, even though he got fouled in the end zone, Kyle had that guy beat. If you throw it up
Let
there.
It go.
Yeah.
Let it go. He's got to be sharper. He's got to be sharper for this thing to go where it needs to go.
He has not been good enough.
He hasn't been. He was great in Philly. The two-man drive was great because it was there in front of him. There wasn't. First of all, they didn't rush him.
Even on that drive, a couple of those throws were a little underthrown.
But
it worked out.
The first one to Moody, the post corner. But yeah, you got it done. But yeah, he's got to play better, man. Period.
That's what it is. Like, really. I mean, all the other stuff I think comes from that. You're better on third down if he's better. You know what I mean? The defense, if you get a lead, maybe the defense has a better opportunity to get to the quarterback in some of those they have to pass the ball situations. I don't know. He's been okay. Hadn't been good enough yet. Hopefully Sunday's different.